Welcome to my podcast. My name is Fred Sharpstein, and we'll be talking about issues related to technology education. This is January 19th, 2009, and it is episode number 3. This is
a podcast on spelling and how a iPod can be used to do spelling words. I started writing this blog a few weeks ago and didn't get around to finishing it. I apologize to those people out there that have been trying to listen to it. What I've done is I've bought a microphone at Walmart for $15 that attaches to an iPod. And it can be a Nano, a Classic, or even a iTouch. This microphone then records voice memos, and that's how I do all my podcast here at this blog site and podcast site. So anyways, my thought was to do spelling words with my stepdaughter, and so I come up with this idea of using a podcast, and a teacher could record a podcast of the spelling words, list of spelling words, and I'll give you an example of how that would be done. I've tried this with my daughter, and it seems to work quite well. What I do is I take the list of spelling words, and I read them. As I read them, I do them in a spelling bee format. In other words, door. The man opened the door. Door. And then I would leave a pause in there, and or she can hit pause on the iPod as she's playing them back to herself. She then spells words correctly, or as she thinks are correctly, on a piece of paper. After doing that, she then gives me the piece of paper, and I correct the spelling words. So a teacher could put this out on the internet, the podcast, and then kids could listen to it through iTunes or on their iPod. After downloading it through the podcast, they could subscribe to the teacher's podcast, and they would then have a list of the spelling words that they could try spelling, and then have their parents go over the list of words to see if they're correct or not. So that was my thought on this. Hope you enjoy, and feel free to leave me some comments. I would be really interested in hearing what people think about this idea of using an iPod, and if any of you do actually use it, please email me. And my email address is sharp, as in a pencil, S-H-A-R-P, S-T-F, so it's sharpstef, at usak12.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
That will do it for today's podcast. And remember, at times things seem tough. No funding, no time, and greater challenges than ever. But as the Patriot Fight song says, fight on, Patriots, fight on till the end. Fight on, you Patriots, stay in there and you'll win.